The Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
What you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
On our show tonight, we are going to have Mr. Stephen Bozell, and he's going to be with us. We love that line from Ted Bell so much about butting the cigarette, you know, and the you-know-what of his wife, that we've decided to take that and structure an entire bit out of that. So in our next hour, Steve Bozell will be talking about doing that to his wife, April, and how he wants to sue because he did that to his wife. Guess who he's blaming? Dr. Phil McGraw, Oprah Winfrey, and his wife, as well as Dr. Perry or Terry or Harry or Harry Carey or whatever the hell the doctor is that he went to. And so stick around for that. That's coming up in our next hour. We also will have on Jeff Zucker, who's the president of NBC, the network, and he'll come on to explain to us why in the 3 or 4 year tenure of Mr. Zucker at NBC, they haven't had one show worth watching. Not one. Other than The Apprentice, but as far as comedies go. And we'll talk with him about that. Our number is 1-800-44. What do you want, bud? Because I'm in the middle of this.
I get it. You want me to tell you.
What?
Disneyland has turned down a request for remote broadcast.
Why?
Because of you sexually assaulting Annette Funicello.
I never sexually assaulted Annette Funicello. Who told you that?
I know you did.
How dare you come on my program? You know what? I've had it, man.
Huh? Sexually assaulted Annette Funicello, huh? Like that, huh?
You did it.
I did not. You got no... How dare you come on this program?
Yeah, David.
All right, listen to me. I want you out of that studio.
Wait a minute, man.
I want you out of that studio. This could be a good chance to break in those new talk show hosts.
Out of the studio? Why? This kid came on here...
You're out of control. You almost beat a man to death. Where is he?
He's lying on the ground where he ought to be.
On the ground? Now we got a whole problem with that.
That guy came on the air just now. I was in a good mood.
Listen to you. You're spinning. You're sputtering. You're out of control. Now get out of there.
David.
Get out of there. I'm taking over.
You're going to take over on the...
Yeah, uh-huh. I'm going to take over on the phone. Now get out of there. Did you rape Annette Funicello?
No, I did not.
Well, how come he said that?
And you know what? I resent you.
Look, you just get out of there.
You hurt me.
Yeah, I hurt you. I'll hurt you some more.
Get out of there, Phil. I got to ask the... forgive me, ladies and gentlemen. I've got to ask the board operator, Clinton. Is the studio clear, Clinton?
Yes, all clear.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm David G. Hall. I'm the vice president of syndication for the Phil Hendry program. I'm awfully sorry for this, but it does give us an opportunity to introduce you to some people that we're going to be... auditioning for talk shows, and I'd like to bring them on in this segment. The first gentleman we'd like to bring on is a gentleman in Alhambra, California, and I don't know if he's there or not. Is Mr. Bonafide there?
I'm sorry?
Yes, sir. Is this Mr. Bonafide?
Yeah, is it time for my segment?
Yes, sir. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm right now, I'm soaking. Doctor says I've got to soak at least... a half hour every day for the shingles. I've got shingles. I've got a series of rashes. I've got a series of...
All right, well...
I've had a jungle rot problem since I was in the baby.
All right, okay, that's fine. If you don't mind, I'd like to have you start off our segment on talk shows.
Say that again?
Can you hear me over the splashing?
Yes, sir, I can see... is it time for my talk show segment?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
All right. Does the gentleman have the music that I requested?
Clinton, do you have the music that he requested?
Hold on, yeah, we got it right here.
Yes, he's got it.
All right, when I cue him...
what do you mean, cue him? I'll,
tell him to go.
And hit the music.
My name is... Do I go now?
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, sir, thank you. My name is Lloyd Bonafide. I live in 721 Camden Court in Alhambra, California. I'm 77 years of age. Right now I'm I'm soaking. I've got, and I don't know if there's any veterans out there that've got jungle rot or came back with unfortunate transmission of, the diseases that, and so forth. What I want to speak about on the program today here, am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the go. Just go, will you?
Hey, watch it. I want to talk today about these turkeys that I see out on the freeway on these motorcycles that my information, if I'm getting my information correct, are made in Japan, and they lean forward on it and they've got their rear end stuck way up in the air, and they have angered me yet again. Now, I find it very unfortunate that the government of the United States, the Army Corps of Engineers, cannot do something about these kids on these Japanese bikes. They're leaning forward, and they got their hind end stuck way up in the air, almost as if they're saying for all the world, take a look at me. I'm a little Mary Jane fruit. Buddy, you like the view from down there? I think it's... I'm done.
What?
I said I'm done.
Yeah, but if you're going to do a talk show, you got to do more than that.
I said I'm done.
Gee, did
it? I killed my... And I want that disc back, too. That's a thing called Bongo Land.
I kill the music. That's your music?
Yes, sir, it is. I gave it over to the radio station when they told me I'd be doing the talk radio segment.
All right, Clinton, make sure you hold on to Bongo Land.
Thank you. Is that it?
Yes. All right, thank you. This is David G. Hall. If you are joining the Phil Henry Program in Progress, Mr. Henry, in one of the most egregious acts I have ever heard perpetrated on a radio show, almost beat to death the mentally retarded intern that he uses on his program because the kid had a slip of the tongue. He said Mr. Henry had raped Annette Funicello. Mr. Henry knows full well that Mr. Dickman is dyslexic, and he probably meant to say another name. Now, I'd like to bring on our next guest, and our next guest speaker is Mavis Leonard. Is the lady there?
Yes, I'm right here. It's Mavis Leonard.
All right, Mavis, and you are going to talk about the Los Angeles mayoral race. Is that correct?
Yes, I want to talk about...
Go ahead.
Yes, I want to talk all about the mayoral race of Los Angeles. Now, I've lived in Los Angeles my whole life. I've come here from Charleston, South Carolina. I come here in the 40s. It was not an easy place to live, but we had a wonderful community of South Central Los Angeles. Everybody, white and black people, it did not matter at all. It did not matter. You got to turn that down, Robert.
What are you doing now?
I'm on the radio now. I'm doing a talk show.
You doing what?
I'm doing a talk show. You wish, huh? You wish you do a talk show. I'm doing one.
Doing a talk show, my bare rear end. I'm waiting for the History Channel to come on.
The History Channel don't come on. You got to turn it over to the History Channel. Oh, my God.
Ma'am, you got to cut.
I got to do this. And now, James Hahn is running for mayor, and so is a Mexican man. I've got nothing against the Mexicans, but I will say this. I'm going to vote for a James Hahn. And been a long time since I voted for a white man. But I can tell you, to turn that down, the Blue Cross commercial. I see that all the time.
I like this part here, lady. Where the
works. Turn it down, you fool. Go get me Henry Weinhardt, too.
Ma'am, you've got to...
I'm sorry. Anyway, I will not vote for a Mexican that come here from Mexico. They took all... And here another thing. I don't do personally no lot pickup.
My old dander shampoo wasn't good enough, so I switched to Salsum Blue moisturizer.
Oh, that's that Salsum Blue. I like that.
Yeah, that stuff real good.
With olive and moisturizer.
Ma'am, you got it. Sorry.
Anyway, I'll tell you right now. I love everybody. I want everybody, but I don't like Mexicans. That's all. But other than that, I'm fine. And I'm all done, Mr. Hall. Thank you.
Okay, that's Mavis Leonard trying out for a talk show. And that leaves us with one more contestant, and he is joining us, actually, en route to San Diego, California, aboard an Amtrak train, Mr. Jay Santos. Jay?
Thank you very much, Mr. Hall. My name is Jay Santos. You can hear in the background the sound of the wonderful Amtrak train. Amtrak travels all over America. And
where are you?
and it's a great place to be. Today on my segment here on the Talk Show, I'm Jay Santis, Citizens Auxiliary Police. I want to talk about pornography. Well, I got to tell you something right now. Pornography, okay, you know, I know how you guys get your cookies and get your jollies and all that nonsense, but pornography is pretty. Now, you got to think about it. There's a friend of mine down the street, spends all his time looking on his computer, all these gals, got everything hanging out, all that kind of thing. What's that do? At the end of the day, the whole day is shot. You can't get to any chores. And I think, if nothing else, pornography keeps you, want to get to chores and clean out a garage or something. This past week, I'll give you an example, this past weekend, I went down to, you get away from the engine room? The guy said he's going to let me drive. Who cares if you're going to let you got to say... Just hang on, Mr. Hall, okay? I'm law enforcement. Yeah, right. Anyway, here's the whole deal about last weekend. I tried it out. I was supposed to clean out the garage. My wife wanted me to go over to Home Depot. We're going to pick up some pots. We're also going to pick up a couple of rakes. She wanted me to help plant her garden. Well, guess what? I got online. I started looking at some, you know, what do you want to call it? Porn, you know. All these gals got everything hanging out, kind of video. You can, you know, download free clips and all that. Another guy had a transsexual site kind of deal. Well, next thing you know, I'm all, like, the whole day's gone with the sun setting. My wife said, what in GD? You know, Jay, are you going to come down? I said, oh, forgot all about it. And the other thing is, you know, I got up and I tripped because my, you know, your shorts are going to be around your ankles. So I tripped, I fell down the stairs, everything. That's really bad. I'm Jay Santis. All right, the guys will let me drive. Can I, Yeah, go ahead. Drive the railroad train. Thanks a lot. So there you have it, our three contestants on Who's a Good Talk Show Host? I'm not Jay Santis. I'm David G. Hall. This is very difficult to do. I think I'll bring Phil Henry back on. I just wanted him to cool off after he almost beat Bud Dickman to death. If you're just joining us, Mr. Henry almost beat Mr. Dickman to death because Mr. Dickman said that Mr. Henry had raped Annette Funicello while she was in a wheelchair. I have no reason to believe this, but we will have to check the facts out.
And that's the kind of thing I'm talking.
Get out of there, Phil! I ordered him out of the control room. Apparently, he's muscled his way back in. We'll be right back. This is the Phil Henry Show. Tonight, he has some guests, and he'll be doing some things. And thank you very much. Go.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is Jay Santis again on the Citizens Auxiliary Police on the board on Amtrak train as we hurl south along the coast of California and heading to the San Diego area. I'm going to take my children down there and see the zoo and the wild animal deal. There are more animals down there, you know. Wild zoo and animal king. You get your car, you drive right to the lions and everything, feed them, you know, a sandwich or whatever you got in there. Oh, I'm sure they don't want you to feed a sandwich, but I figure if a lion's hungry, I probably got something in my cooler or what have you. You know, feed them a sandwich or, you know, usually what I love to do is a Ritz cracker or have some of the squeezed cheese. I don't know if anybody's aware of that. It's time now for, I forgot what the man wanted me to say. Flashback. Is that David Hall? Yes, just say flashback. All right, it's time now for our flashback of the week. This is a request by one of you listeners out there. And this letter comes from a gentleman by the name of Dwayne. Last name is a little difficult to pronounce. I'm going to try and pronounce it here. A little difficult. Something like that. Dwayne Blooper, blah, blah. Dwayne Blabble is what it looks like to me. I think it's H-A-L-A-B-U-R-D-A. I don't know where you get Blabo from that. What do you call that? Halliburton or something? Whatever. Just go. It says here, Phil. And as you know, Phil's not here. Phil is now being questioned by Los Angeles police because he probably physically assaulted Bud Dickman after Mr. Dickman suggested. And I'm just simply saying suggested. that Mr. Henry Mata had something to do with the sexual assault on Annette Funicello as she sat in a wheelchair with, you know, the whole sclerosis deal. I didn't ever see anybody unless people limping on a sidewalk, that kind of deal. It says here, Phil, if you can, please replay the Jay Sanis bit. Well, there you go. I think it was the summer of 2003 when he wanted to remind people that the terror alert was increased, so he kindly opened front doors or cut the screen and windows, put a frog horn in there. Or a frog horn alert, remember, and all that. I don't know. I can't read it. Just play it, Clinton, you idiot. Well, it's not my job.
Is he a police officer?
Sir, I'm the Citizens Auxiliary Police. We're a volunteer police agency, but we are fully...
You don't know what the heck you're talking about. I got relatives on the police force. Not one of them would do something like that.
No, but, well, I think...
Yeah. They got more brains than that.
If I've got reason to believe that a felony's being committed, I can open the door meter, blow that horn.
Right, if a felony's being committed, but there's no felony. If you're on my property, you got to go about 900 feet to get to my front door. And I see you coming up that door, and I see you open that front door without me giving you permission. I'm just like that lady did. You're going right out that door with 12-gauge shotgun, or 357.
Well, sir, hold on for just a second. You'd be going to jail.
No, for just a second. You're a moron.
Because you'd be shooting me. I'd be outside your house. So
well,
that's a tech.
You think I can care less like that? You threatening me and my family? You think I care where you are?
Sir, I'm not threatening you. All I'm doing is blowing a horn in your house.
You're threatening the people here. You're threatening the people here.
That's right. You said that you were going to take the gun away from that lady.
Well, all I got is an air horn. She's got a shotgun in my face. These people are crazy. They want Al-Qaeda to come around here and blow them all up. And I'm trying to warn them all about Al-Qaeda.
I'll take that back.
You know what?
I mean, the Al-Qaeda, wait a minute. Now, shut up. If Al-Qaeda comes to my door, Al-Qaeda, well, I'm going to open the door and let them come in because they might blow an air horn at me. I'm just going to let them come in the house and slit my throat, my wife's throat, my kid's throat. You got to be kidding.
I didn't understand that, sir. In other words, you're going to kill a guy with an air horn.
That's what you're saying.
No, what you just said was you'd kill a guy with an air horn, but you'd let Al-Qaeda slit your throat.
If he came in my house, you better believe that. If he came and broke in my door, you better believe it.
You'd let him slit your throat.
You got to be kidding.
That's what you just said.
I do the same thing to him. I do it to you if you open that door. So I wouldn't know whether you're Al-Qaeda or whether you're a police officer.
Do you know what? Identifying
yourself.
Sir,
you said out there, show me your badge. I'm a police officer. I'm going to blow a horn. Okay, do it.
There you go.
You show me your badge first
sir,
before you open that door.
Well, that's just it. I wear a distinctive blue armband.
I don't care what you wear on your arm. I can wear a blue armband on my arm.
Can I ask you just a question? Are you an auctioneer?
I'm not an auctioneer, but I was an ex-Marine Corps. And I'll tell you what, I know how to fight. I know how to push you guys over somebody. I know how to shoot.
I don't know
any guy in military, any guy, any brains at all would do something like you're doing.
I'm armed with an air horn and a billy club, and it's not like I'm parking a tank on your front lawn.
But you're breaking into my front door.
Breaking in? I open the door up, and all I say is, orange
you
alert.
Said you said you slit the screen. You said you cut that screen.
Well, I would. If you kept me out, yes, I would have to slit the screen and then enter.
That's right. When you do that, that's when you're going out that door with a 12-gauge horn in your body.
With a what?
With a 12-gauge shotgun hole right through your body.
Now, wait a second.
You cut my string. You cut my string. You're breaking into my house.
Well, sir, I can tell you this. That air horn could save you from being blowed up.
What's that going to save me from? How are you going to save me from? I'm going to blow air horn on my neighbors here. Hey, it's orange alert. I knew it was orange alert the last 2 days.
All right, sir, then that means if you approach me, I will have to push you backwards over one of our members' knees.
That would be fine, but he's got to get in my house first.
Whatever.
That's great.
I'll open my door and let one of your fellow officers come in and get behind me, get on his hands and knees, then you can push me over him. That would be a good smart thing. I'd let the Al-Qaeda do that too, wouldn't I?
Sir, the way you're talking right now, I'm afraid that you would let Al-Qaeda do the three-step takedown on you, yeah.
Oh, I don't think I would.
And then we would hog-tie you. And then...
That's right.
We could fit in.
All right, look, I think you made a very good point here, Gilbert, that Mr. Sanis refuses to...
Now, wait a minute, Mr. Sanis. I've heard everything he said.
You refuse to hear the man's point, which is you cut a hole in a man's screen, you stick your arm into his house, you're breaking into his house. I don't care...
We've got to get the message out. I wear a distinctive blue armband with a white pith helmet. We wear a distinctive Bermuda shorts. We are very well recognized...
Oh yeah,
sir. Can I ask you something right now? And I need to ask you: Are you hopped up on pot, or are you hopped up on some pot?
No, but
are you hopped up on pot? Because it sounds like you're hopped up,
buddy.
You sound like you're hopped up on pot.
All right, look.
But you are.
No, sir. It sounds to me like you're hopped up on some kind of pot or some kind of a different kind of pot or something. All right, is that it? Okay. Now, this is Sanis. You're just listening to a replay of a broadcast that I had done earlier. On the Phil Henry Show, guest Mr. Henry. Mr. Henry's not on the air. at the present time. My understanding is Mr. Henry ought to be back on the air shortly, but he is off here right now on account of he assaulted sexually, apparently sexually assaulted Annette Funicello. I don't know if that's true or not, but he did beat up a member of his staff. I also want to say at this time, in that recording you just heard, I do suspect that gentleman that I was talking to being hopped up on some kind of a chemical. Certainly pending blood tests, I can't say for sure. He sound hopped up. Sound like he's all... he sound hopped up, that's all.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
This is David G. Hall. Is Mr. Henry in the studio?
I'm right here, David.
All right. Now, you listen very carefully to me. I do not want another display of temper like I heard at the beginning of the show.
I want a retraction from him.
You're going to get it, but...
I'm sorry that I said that Mr. Henry raped Annette Funicello. I had no information about that. It's terrible for me to say it. But...
No. Whoa, but. There's no buts.
But what are you going to... Just apologize to Mr. Henry.
My information is that he raped Corky from Life Goes On.
What are you doing? I'm going
to kill him this time. I'll kill him. I'll kill him and I'll go to San Quentin and I don't care.
Get out of there, Phil!
Yeah, I'm getting.
Is Miss Leonard there? Is Mavis Leonard there?
Nothing, but I just thought...
Is Mavis Leonard there?
I'll see you. I'll
kill that
middle man, too.
Yeah, just leave it to
Mavis. Is Miss Leonard, are you there? All right, let's go over. Is Jay Santos there? Jay?
How do you make it go fast?
Jay, I know you're on the Amtrak train. I need you to keep filling in. Jay, are you there?
Really? You guys don't use coal like they used to do.
All right, is Mr. Bonafide there? Mr. Bonafide? Mr. Bonafide, are you there, sir?
I'm just a vagabond lover. Oh, look at that, bubbles.
Hey, can I get anybody on the line? Anyone hear me? Mavis?
I'm just a vagabond.
This is David G. Hall, and I thought we had worked the problem out with Mr. Henry, but apparently we hadn't. I'm going to ask Clinton, who is working the board tonight, to please go out in the hallway and bring Mr. Henry back in. Go out and get him. In the meantime, I've got to get somebody on the air here. We'd like to take a phone call. If you want to call us, our number is 1-800-449-8686. That's 1-800-449-8686 to talk about some of the issues of the day. And we'll take our very first call. And I believe this is a young man from Chatsworth. RC, go ahead.
Yep. Is this the douchebag that's doing...
All right, let's cut that off. 1-800-449-8686 is the... And let's talk to another phone caller here. Yes, sir, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling. About 5 minutes ago, I thought a black woman say she didn't like Mexicans.
Yes, sir, I believe that was Mavis Leonard.
Yeah. Well, I agree. And I'll tell you now, I have been... a lot of you are looking for work.
Yes, sir.
But no way do I take orders from... if I don't work for Taco Bell, I want to be assured that I'm taking orders from an American.
I understand that. Are you considering working at Taco Bell?
At this stage of the game, yeah. But I want to be guaranteed that I do not have Mexican tell me to go out and do lot pickup. Or, order two on fried, anything like that. did the fresh patties go and all that. I understand. So you don't want Mexicans telling you what to do?
No, I do not. No, I do not.
All right, thank you for your call, sir.
Yeah.
By the way, it sounds like you're playing basketball.
Yeah, I am right now.
You play basketball?
Yes, I do.
Who are you?
You know, I'm an L.A. Laker. But I just don't want to say who at this time. I'm on my cell phone now.
I understand.
All right.
How about that? L.A. Laker call again. Well, wait a minute. They're not in the playoffs. Stupid me. I must have been crank called. Okay, is Mr. Henry there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm right here.
Go ahead, take over the show.
Yeah, not so easy to do, is it?
I never said it was easy to...
Not so easy to freaking do, is it, huh? Yeah, let's take some phone calls. Hi, I'm a Laker. I'm playing basketball.
Look it. You're the guy that almost beat the retard to death.
That's right, and I'll do it again.
He apologized.
Not for saying I raped Corky from Life Goes On, he didn't. And as I had my hands around his throat, squeezing the life out of him, he refused to apologize for that.
Do you hit me?
Why didn't you apologize, bud?
No.
You little...
I want you guys to make up and make nice.
Yeah, right. Go ahead, I got it.
You sure?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm not sure. I'd rather listen to me beat him to death than listen to you stumble your way through 3 hours.
Just remember who you're talking to.
Yeah, right now, you're talking to me. I'm the boss.
Why, you dirty...
Just get away from me, bud.
Well, what about it?
I'm not going to make any more comments about your jackass opinions and your misinformation.
You heard him say I'm dyslexic.
If you're dyslexic, how do you get Phil Hendry raping Annette Funicello? How does your dyslexia create that nightmare to go out over the broadcast airways of America?
I meant to say Jim Rome.
Oh, Jim Rome, okay. He raped Annette Funicello.
No, you raped Jim Rome. Get out of here!
I raped Jim Rome.
You'll be sorry!
I gotta put up with this crap. I gotta work with that freaking retard. What are these guys he had on the air? Guy calling from Amtrak talking about stumbling out of the house at the 6 o'clock at night with his shorts around his ankles because the whole day shot listening to porn or watching porn, he didn't get his chores done. And some other guy saying he doesn't like those guys on rice rockets because they got their rear ends up in the air and it looks a little too inviting. Is that what he was saying? Oh, my God. You know, he's right. You guys riding around those rice rockets with your butts up in the air. Let me tell you what. Man gets lonely. Real lonely. All right, tonight we will have Steve Bozell on our program. We're also going to have a visit with Jeff Zucker from NBC. And we'll have more on the Phil Hendry Show from our Best Lines category. We've got a lot of people who are emailing in lines, good lines from the radio show. And we'll go through a little bit more email. Our appearance in Tucson, June 11th, is on. We're going to be there. Don't worry about it. I'm not retiring. I think I've answered that question enough via the email. And we got some interesting things on our website, including a new picture that was sent to us. A soldier in Iraq, a friend of his, Therese, sent us this picture of John Elizondo. He's in Iraq. He's standing with this Iraqi kid. And it's a nice picture of one of our troops. I said, you know, the picture last week of that guy holding the baby? We got the backstory on that soldier holding that poor, mortally wounded baby. Apparently these freaking terrorists, man, they can't wait one block. In other words, the soldiers said, we were going to walk away. Just let it get about a block or two away from the kids. They couldn't wait for the soldiers to get down the street, and they could have run their car bomb into them there. They can't do that. They got to blow it up with 200 kids waving goodbye to these guys. So that's, like, really twisted. But you know what, man? All the news today is, like, twisted. But it's not enough. I need more. Are there any more abductions we can hear about, please? Are there any more 16-year-old boys killing their parents? Come on. We need more. There ain't enough on the TV today, baby. I'm Bill Cunningham. In Denver, a 16-year-old boy hacked his parents into 16 pieces using this hacksaw. Yes, it's crazy. It's nuts. And now let's go over to Jim Winningham in Chicago. Another 16-year-old boy hacked his parents into pieces using a Vegematic. Incredible. Here is Bob Sutherland of the Vegematic Company.
Well, we're just very proud. I mean, we don't like to pioneer and kill kids, but...
Yes, that's the news. And now let's go over to Rodney Jones. Rodney, what do you got? Three infants were abducted today by their father and then pickled. That's right. They were pulled out of a barrel, fully pickled. Clausen has shown interest. I mean, come on. Now, you say that that's not right for me to say it like that. I'm telling you right now that Fox, CNN, every news channel you care to watch uses that material to sell their product. They use that material to pay their salaries of their anchors. And people are coming down on me. Cats come down on how the airwaves are polluted, right? And how there's so much gratuitous this. What about a guy making his living purposefully putting that stuff as a lead story because he knows it's really compelling and, like, feeding his children that way? You know, like, they were talking about, remember the Terri Schiavo? How dare they use her for commercial purposes? Is there any TV network in America that didn't use her for commercial purposes? There she was, with the mouth hanging open, with her eyeballs staring up at the ceiling.
Yes, you get the story from Fox, Terri Schiavo.
So we could, I just like, two or three more abduction stories, man. That'll make my day today. One more out-of-control, sick, twisted bastard. We should give the coppers, in my opinion, just the green light. Just go ahead and waste the guy out there. But I know, it's, you know, he's innocent till proven guilty and all that stuff. God, I wish this was Nazi Germany. People say it is. People talk about how America's become Nazi Germany, which it only comes from the mouths of an idiot. Because Nazi Germany, from what I read, wasn't too much fun. But there are days when I wish it was. Not from the Jewish standpoint, just the way they used to torture people in prisons. That's, you know, you gotta admire that.
Did you rob the bank?
No, I didn't. Oh, really? Fritz, bring in those thumb clamps. Yeah. Now, did you rob the bank? Yes, I did. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. I'm Phil Hendry.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, speaking of Terri Schiavo, and then we'll get to a couple of phone calls. We have people hanging on the line. We have one more break this hour, right, Clinton? Thank you, Clinton. And dig this, and we'll get the phone calls up. 1-800-449-8686. And then we got Steve Bozell coming up next hour. A man who wants to sue his wife, his therapist, Dr. Phil, and Oprah because of a very out there sexual act that he committed himself on his wife. So that's coming up next hour. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Very bizarre world, isn't it? And we have the story here for you. I'm Chip Munger, and this is
Your World Filled with Douches.
Dun, 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 dun. Anyway, so Terri Schiavo. Now, there's a great one. Now, look it. Sean Hannity's a very sweet guy. Believe it or not, Sean Hannity used to call me. I've told this story a couple times. When I was on at WSB in Atlanta, and Sean was on GST in Atlanta, he would call me and say, "Boy, you are really funny, man. You're fantastic." You know, he's like a kid. He was like me. Much younger than me, and he was on his way to New York, and I was on my way, as I've often joked. He was on his way to New York, and I was going to Minneapolis. So that kind of shows you just how, as Robert Frost said, the paths diverged in the woods, and I took the one less traveled. Yeah, right. I sure did. So anyway, so I say this with a great of respect for Sean, but you know what, man? The way you played that Terri Schiavo story, you, and I say this with great respect and great love in my heart for you, Sean, but you should have been bent over a car hood and sodomized by every member of her family. The way you played, the way you used that woman. The way, what, David?
What are you doing?
Wait a minute, man. You got to let me
Are you on the air talking about, just as I let you back on the air?
You let me back on the air because that retard said that I'd raped Annette Funicello.
Rape and sodomy? Good God! It's not even 8 o'clock at night! Now I'm going to get scared of these lawyers calling me!
He's not going to call you up.
You're on the air saying that he... Oh, my God. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, our Father who art in heaven...
Yeah, you do your rosary by yourself.
You're damn right. I'm going to do an OVP. I'm lighting candles for you, man.
Thank you. I'm just trying to make a point over here.
Yeah, you're making it the wrong way.
Shut up. All right, enough about that stuff. 1-800-449-8686. Just one other point. The other thing, Newsweek magazine said that our soldiers had desecrated the Quran in Guantanamo Bay. Guess what? It wasn't true, right? Dig that. They made the whole thing up. Made it up. Like, these guys are not competing with the internet, right? Like, they don't realize there's a Matt Drudge. Like, they're not just shoving the news out there without checking it out. Like, they're not doing a Dan Rather. Like, the whole establishment press, the whole bourgeois establishment press isn't trying to be now the internet. And it's blowing up in their faces. They're not checking their stories out. Now they put out a story that gets 15,000 people. How many people died in that rioting in Afghanistan and Pakistan? And it wasn't even true. 1-800-449-8686. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, sir. Do you know about this Quran story?
Yeah, I was just talking about it.
Oh, okay. What do you say to that, that America does this? You know, because on your part...
I just got done saying we didn't do it.
Well, no, but on your, you see, you only present this one side, you know.
And we didn't do it, man. It was Newsweek retracted it.
No, you don't... No, they flushed the Quran down the toilet.
They retract... Get out of here. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
You know, Phil, I wanted to just follow up with that man saying, you are so one-sided in your presentation. What about the Quran that was flushed down the toilet?
I just said they made the story up.
Who did? Oh, the Iraqis? Oh, so not only are they infidels, but they're liars. They're bald-faced liars. You're such a racist, too. Phil, I'd like to sing a song now for all of the peace-loving Iraqi people now being subjected to the brutality of American stormtroopers. Oh, where have all the flowers gone? Frank, the other nail.
Get her out of here, too. And you too, bud.
All right.
We'll be right back.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
A few minutes, we have Steve Bozell. Mr. Bozell is suing his wife, Oprah Winfrey, Phil McGraw. It's a whole sordid thing. New DVD releases this month. The Chorus, that sucks. National Treasure blows. Phantom of the Opera sucks. Assault on Precinct 13 sucks. In Good Company sucks, 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 sucks. Team America, World Police, oh yeah. Today, it's out. Go out, rent it, buy it. Why? I'm in it. Why? I don't know. But residual checks. Think residual checks for Phil. Go out and buy that baby. Go out and rent it. And I'll get a big, fat, whopping 30-cent check in about 2 months because some cat in Korea bought it.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.